Virtual Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Hello again, everybody. Wow, we just can't say thank you enough for joining us for all of our interviews the past 3 days. We've been in convention, Texas Homeschool Convention, live from Fort Worth Convention Center, and you have met some incredible people who have done so much resourcing for you and your family in all areas, and this is absolutely, I would say maybe this is saving the best for last, but I would never want to offend anybody that's gone before. So can I say these are the best of all the other bests too? Because every person plays a unique role. And I'm so excited to introduce you to Roger and Jan Smith. Welcome, welcome to our podcast show.
Thank you. We're delighted to be here, Lori. And so it's been a great 3 days to be here in Fort Worth with everyone and interacting with the crowd and sharing, you know, what we've learned along the way.
Oh, I know. And you've got years of experience. Would you just sort of introduce our audience to who you are and what you do?
Well, I'm a medical physician in rural Louisiana, and so we began home educating back in 1989 whenever we knew one or two other families nearby that home educated, and things were a bit different in those days where you had to find your own resources anywhere you could find them. There weren't companies that were coming out to sell us stuff. We were actually trying to find companies that would be willing to sell us something. And so Jan was very creative in putting together different resources, materials to put together a great education for our kids. And we called it the grand experiment of home education. And it worked for our family. And it created an environment that allowed us to build a healthy and strong home family relationships. And that's what we talk about at conferences.
All this. Do you have anything you want to add?
I was just telling one of the Charlotte Mason group that we were one of the original Charlotte Mason homeschoolers because we used living books and did math store to teach math. We just would set up a store and they would buy things and we just had fun. We were out of the box. We weren't comparing ourselves to others because the only thing that I did know is that I did not want to do what the school was doing because I had been bored and frustrated with that. Yeah. And so we just had fun experimenting with how to learn something new each day and did it a lot through books.
And so one of our mantras, so to speak, about pursuing education was a quote by W.B. Yeats. And it goes like this, says, education is not merely the filling of a pail, but rather the lighting of a fire. And so many people think they're pouring all this knowledge and information into their kids' little heads, and it's really more about lighting their fire of learning, a love of learning, and that's how we approached it. And we have the mantra that we are lifelong learners, and because what we learned 10 years ago, a lot of it's changed, you know. And so if you're not a lifelong learner, you're very quickly out of date.
That's right. Well, I noticed that you came to the booth with a book. Uh-huh. And is this a book that you have written?
Yes, this is a product of our child rearing. The title of the book is Parenting with Influence. And the premise of the book is that every stage that a child is in, they have different needs, different things they need from us. And oftentimes we kind of get stuck in our parenting role of handling. You know, we are successful in one stage with a child at a certain age, and we tend to continue to manage them that way, forgetting that their needs, their maturity, their thinking, their development has shifted and changed. And so I approach it kind of from a child development standpoint and look at each stage. What is it like in the early years, but before school year, you know, the preschool years, the elementary years, then the tweens, the kind of the middle school years, and then what does it look like in the teen years and launching them into adulthood? Because in essence, we're not raising children, we're raising adults. They start out as children, and if we continue to manage and handle them as children, we don't effectively foster that maturation process. And that's what we want. We want them to be independent. We want them to be wise, effective in life. And so each of the stages, we try to address what it's like, the parent-child relationship, and help parents to anticipate what's coming up next for them. What is the next stage? And so the transition is so, so important. And that's the value of the way that I've laid out this book, Parenting with Influence. And the word influence really is a relationship word. And because influence is simply based on the relationship that you foster. And it's not about the rules and regulations. We all have rules and regulations. But if they become the main thing, it's out of balance with the relationship, then it leads to a bad place and lots of teen fighting, and in the latter years become a struggle and a fight. But we need to have the mindset that we are developing the kind of relationship that whenever they're having their own thoughts as teenagers, they're wanting to come to us to test their ideas. And we have a trust relationship. We built the trust relationship where we're not fighting about the ideas, we're discussing them. And so we talk about ways to accomplish that. So Jan talks a lot about the difficulties that moms have in that time period, and some of those latter ones, particularly with the boys. I think you wanted to say some things about that. So.
Well, I think that as moms, we have two areas of struggle. For when our sons, and they begin in that tween time to sort of pull away from us, and our tendency is to want to jerk them back and say, what's wrong with you? Where's my sweet little boy? Instead of, you are growing into such an amazing young man, and saying, I respect this about you, because what we want is for them to become a man, not to say our sweet. So when they start to pull away, that we begin to release them emotionally, you know, not to have no rules or no regulations, but to emotionally encourage them to become a man and to appeal to them, not from a basis of control and authority and domination, but that would cause them to pull away even more, but to release them emotionally and to appeal to them out of respect. And to praise the characteristics that we see of manhood evolving in them, and to call those qualities out. And so our little girls, they begin to, you know, in that tween time when everything is happening, and they begin to, in early teen years, begin to think about boys. And, you know, we call it, oh, you're just so boy crazy. You're too young for that. And you're this, that, the other. And you shouldn't even be thinking about that. And in essence, shaming them for becoming women instead of acknowledging their need and desire as a woman to notice a man, to be noticed by a young man. And instead to begin to continue to praise those qualities of godly character that we see, of the things that are going to be attractive physically as well as spiritually, emotionally, and just life skills, yes, that would do them good as a woman ultimately, that is going to attract the kind of man that we desire, that we as moms need not fear that stage or shame and embarrass them, because they're already embarrassed and ashamed. What we need to do is to foster confidence and help them to transition into a place of being comfortable with who they are as a young man and a young woman.
Well, you know, you're just giving me so much to think about. I feel like I have just jumped into the middle of a treasure chest. And I would love to just spend days just listening, just sitting. But three things that I have heard you say so far, and I hope you pick them out too, was, let me go the most recent, because, you know, as I age, things escape me. But raising our children as adults, to be adults, you said that, not just raising them as kids. They are kids, but we see the greater purpose. We see why God put them in our lives in the first place, and then raising them to be godly men and women, and to not shame those developmental stages. And then I loved what you said, that we are to light the fire within them and not just to pour. And some of us feel very dry, like I've given everything I can. And there are days like that. There's a song that says, Mama said there'd be days like that. Well, I think Mama wrote the song. And we must allow the Holy Spirit to pour into us. But our job is to not do what the Holy Spirit can do. We are to ignite that passion and keep that flame alive. Yeah. Oh, come on, give us some more. What else you got?
So in the early days, if you have small children, you may see that you're in what we would call the copycat days. You know, the preschoolers, they are copying everything you do. So their play often looks like the things that you're doing, but they are doing it at a child level. You know, so you have the little play kitchen and the pots and the pans and the tea parties and the different things. They're practicing becoming an adult by watching you and doing what you do. And it is building in them both expectations and some patterns and skills. But as they transition out of the preschool years and into the elementary years, they are focused on developing real skills. They want to do the things. They want to load the dishwasher. They want to vacuum. They want to carry in the groceries. They want to do the actual physical things, you know. And our 7-year-old son, he wanted to mow. We thought, you're too small for that. And yet, because he was passionate and showed an interest, we said, okay, we're going to help you to do these things safely. And so in those elementary years, they are so skill-focused. And it scares us when they move out of those skill-focused years into that emotional turmoil years of the tweens. And there are some things that are really happening internally to them. They don't understand. Their emotions are awakening. There's a book that we highly recommend if you've got tweens. It is No Longer Little by Hallie Melanie Young. And you can find it if you search No Longer Little. And they help parents who have the tween children, you know, the 10, 11, and 12-year-olds, understand what's going on and how you can both comfort and guide your children during that time. So then it comes out of the emotional time period to those teen years where they're really, we call them the specialization years, where you find that your son or daughter has something that they are passionate about. They're music lovers, or they're maybe you've got the sports guy, or you have somebody who's passionate about reading and history or the fantasy novels or different things. They kind of get on a track where that's their main thing. They may be doing all these other stuff too, but they kind of specialize in those high school years. And we encourage parents to kind of ride the wave of those passions and say, do a lot of those things that they're passionate about. And that can be the central core of their education. And you can learn literature, and you can learn, you know, writing and math related to their passions. And sometimes that really helps homeschool families to get through this teen years with a lot of oneness between the parent and the child when they follow the child's passion in the education. So we talk about those things in our book. And so if that's something that seems like it would be a guide to folks, they can find the book on my website at rogersmithmd.com. And we want families to be successful. And so anything that you can do that makes your home one step healthier is better for your children. So learn from people that have gone before you, and do it well, and love your children. It's really more about the relationship than about all the things you learn. We have to have a lifelong learning mindset, but that's more likely to happen when the relationships are warm and close.
Yeah, this is a common thread that I've noticed between all of our interviewers, and that is, you don't have to know it all. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just keep that stirred passion to keep learning, and whatever you receive, that excitement will be passed on to your kids. You need to get this book, RogerSmithMD.com. And is that, did I get it right? Roger Smith. Now, I learned things saying it, RogerSmithMD.com. Say it with me, RogerSmithMD.com.
And yeah. also have a little brief 3-minute podcast that's called Parenting Matters Now. And it's a one parenting tip 3 times a week called Parenting Matters Now. So wherever you get podcasts.
There you go. Check out the website. And hey, as you've been listening to Dr. Roger and to Jan, and you heard something that just sort of stirred something inside of you, you said, I would love to know more about that. Or perhaps you have a friend or a relative and they need to hear this. Tag them. Send them the link. Somehow get them. You can drop a comment here, and THSC, we know how to get in touch with this couple.
Come to see us in Houston.
Come to see us in Houston. That's right. Or just stop by the website. But if you drop a comment here where you're watching this, our team will make sure that we pass that information on to them so that you can get the help that you need. Oh, it's been a delight to have you here on our red carpet. I feel like I'm standing in Hollywood with some of the greats right here. Oh, thanks for going on this trip with us the last 3 days. We wish you were here. Make plans to come. We're going to be in Houston in just about a month, and then we're going to be back here next year for another round of conventions. Remember, we've been saying you can't do this alone. You need community. Right. You need help. If you try to do everything on your own, you're going to get so tired and you'll just want to quit. Don't quit. Your kids are depending on you. And so we just say thank you for watching. Share this, subscribe, like it. Just do it all. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.